Guess who's back at it again, once again, time and time again. That was a recent post. Well, not recent by now, but I made a post of a gym visit where I say that. But welcome back. I hope you like part one. I'm liking these split ups. You know what I mean? I know y'all sitting there like, damn. You know, he still does it every week. But we know he's splitting it up because he has on the same outfit. I'm not changing. It's a part one, it's a part two. Every episode. I mean, every time you get it, just know the next part, I'ma be... I ain't meant to explain that. I'm just being like silly right now as I just space in between the topics. Next, my pet peeve of the week, but I needed to know this. Maybe I said that wrong. I didn't need to know, but it was good to hear because I already knew. Feel me? But to get confirmation is crazy. So although it was a jewel that needed to be dropped, I still have it as pet peeve. Women's latest strategy, redirection instead of rejection. Oh, wow. So I take that as, and women, you can challenge, comment, blah, blah, blah. I take that as, I don't like you, but I'm just gonna entertain the interaction for a time just to, I don't know, not make you feel inadequate completely. Women, when men string you along or men just do certain things to get the JJ, you don't like that. A lot of the times you don't like that. The courting and all of that. And I tell guys, you know, and I'm a big advocate of that. Like, I don't want to sit here wasting your time like this is going to be something. I don't mean to sound harsh like it can't be something, but I'm just, you know, I feel like we should just get more to the point sometimes about what the initial shit is, even though everybody should know what that is when it comes to guys. I don't know why women try to, like, be naive of this or, you know, y'all could talk and be transparent, though. Like, whatever. It's draining, so I don't even want to really, you know, drag out the real thoughts of shit. But every man's interaction with a woman is to have sex. I'm sorry. We can do this whole, what's your sign? And we have similarities. What's your favorite food? I watched that show, too. This is all bullshit, mostly. Not all the time, mostly. So I say that to say redirection instead of rejection. You pump faking too? Man, I've gotten old, man, because nobody likes rejection. Let's keep it a stack, nobody. But I want rejection. I don't want redirection. Just tell me no, off rip. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I'm just built different. And it's not who I was. It's who I become. Feel me? I'm not sitting here talking crazy like I was always had this shit figured out. But I'm done, bro. I don't have this energy. Like, you don't want me to bullshit you. This is the biggest intellectual bullshitting I've ever heard. Redirection instead of rejection, yo. And we do it so subconsciously. Leisure, work, gym, wherever you are social at, we all are bullshitting, yo. Any call, guys, come on, at work. Now, I don't want to pick a place. Just any of those places. Any interaction you have with women. How's your day? What's good? What you ate? Oh, I like that water you're drinking. It's fucking all game, yo. It's all game. I'm not saying that the world shouldn't be social and we shouldn't interact. You know what I mean? But you know who I keep it a stack with? I mean, who I think keep it a stack? I can't even say that. Because now, when I apply this comment right here, now I question everything. I question everything. there's no, I don't have nothing for y'all, man. I can't get, we can't, fellas, we can't get around that. I don't know how you could get around that. Do your numbers, do your cold approach, but be very aware that's what's going on most likely. I do feel a lot of women can't handle the truth. Like Fresh and Fit say, I ain't shout them out in a minute, but man, you gotta find a swaggy type of polite, I don't wanna use polite, respectable way to kind of just get your point across so you don't get caught up in this fuckery. I needed that though. Shout out to who made that comment. You know what I mean? Wow, that shit is wild to me. Ooh. I'm taken aback. It's gonna bullshit people. We gotta stop doing that. So, be aware, fellas. And women, you karma's real. You may get that version from us, not that, but like the bullshit we do when we know we just want sex. That gonna happen anyway, even if you're not using this said strategy. But just know if you are, it becomes a real nasty game because you're doing that, he's doing that, and we just wasting time. We just wasting time. And then I'm a put a tippy end piece, a piece to the end of that pet peeve. Number exchange. We knew this, and I talked this way, way long ago, and we knew this from way, way long ago. That ties in with the numbers. So like when you're, women, when you're redirecting instead of rejection, and then it comes to that number exchange or that social media exchange, that's even crazier. You have no intentions. No intentions. And you know, I hear the little Tweety birds, oh, they don't want, you know, a confrontation. You know, they don't want the guy to get a little agile because of the rejection. So are you saying you're being that fucking considerate? Give me a fucking break. I get it. If you're in a public lit place, you really don't have to worry. I mean, those are just immature guys. Because I'm totally against that. I'm totally against a man reacting to the rejection. It is what it is. So I'm on lady's side with that. If you're really saying, honestly, you worried about his behavior after the rejection. But he needs to grow the fuck up. So just keep it a stack. And just shut the shit down, my point, as I drag this on. Shut the shit down, ladies. I keep it, you know, I love the ones who just off the rip, bomb. The vibe, the body language is like, I'm not interested, keep it pushing. I'm a grown-ass man. Fuck that. I ain't got, shit is games. Anyway, I'm done with that. One cheat code. Ooh, got a special one. We knew this too, though. One cheat code of women getting away with cheating that men can't do, or not as much, withholding sex. So, fellas, you're in a relationship, right? Pay attention to these signs, and it's not always not true. They don't feel well, they're agitated, they're tired. Just not feeling it. You know, do things to kind of make them unapproachable withholding sex. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes that's the space to shit out that they was doing them. How can you tell the difference? Come on, let me tell you. Get closer. You can't. You won't. You see, the more women do shit that they not supposed to do, this shit gonna come out. You know what I mean? Like, eventually. That's not something you search for. That's not something you could be on the lookout for. You don't go fucking stressing yourself out, you know, hiding in the bushes. Fellas, you gotta just remain confident. Do what you did to get there and elevate. Show that you're elevating. Show that there's moves that's gonna happen. And if you fuck this up, you not on the team, when we go to the Olympics, your ass is staying home. Fuck that. I'm not playing these games with them. You shouldn't either. Do you? Women could get away with this shit for a sad amount of time. You'd be fucking flustered like she was doing that for that long, almost from the gate or whatever. It's vicious. You not gonna stress me out. I say, I tip my hat. Teach me the game. Teach me. But you could never teach me because I don't got a vagina. And I'll never be as good as you. Women, I'm sorry for this harsh reality. That's a dangerous game you playing. But do you? And we at least, y'all want to criticize. Kill me how you redirect shit. How bad we all men ain't shit. They just want pussy and they just, ew, that bitch. And, but we not fucking crafty like y'all are. You know what I mean? We do us. We'll come home, hopefully wash off. And you'll still get pleasure because we just love it like that. And you may be able to tell performance ain't the regular performance, but we still trying to please every fucking body and please ourselves as well. You doing this fake not feel well, fake being agitated, fake being tired, that shit is ugly, man. That shit is ugly. And we so fucking gullible. Sorry, fellas. We all been there. Come on, own up. We so fucking gullible and understanding, and babe's tired. Babe's not feeling well. Fuck that. I'm not saying you could do anything about it. I'm just talking shit because this shit is amazing. You can't really do nothing about it because now, you know, you're getting into another realm of things. I don't want you to go. And no, I have like the utmost respect for women and like general what they got to deal with or go through or whatever. I'm not going to super bash them. And they still do have it easier than us. But this is crazy. You know, I think I'm off that. But fellas, I hope you peep that though. It can't be too much of a pattern though. Like a month straight she don't feel well, a month straight she tired, a month straight. Like, just look at timetables. Feel me? You still can't do nothing about it, but keep a mental note. And it's hard to keep mental notes, so you can have an actual note. Because all smartphones should have like the Samsung notes or the iPhone, whatever's. And you just put little, you know, things for yourselves to remember so you can notice certain patterns. And you're still not going to break your neck and become a detective to really figure this shit out. Whatever's going on in the dark is going to come in the light. It's going to happen. You know, I know a lot of people are impatient and they want to know what it is so they're not wasting their time. But that's why I said redirect your energy positively to elevate you. Because as you grow, you're going to encounter more. So you just got to... It's the game, man. You lose, you get back up, you win the next one. You get a next piece. Your life is one life to live. So while you're here, you're going to have, damn, I shouldn't have did that. But damn, I'm glad I did that. Yo, she was a good one. That one, how she got over. So, like, it's going to be a bunch of these stories as your whole shit. So just eat that. Feel me? And it's over with that. I'm done. All right. Audiobooks. How to Realize Your True Potential, Carl Hung Jung. I already shouted him out before. I might put in a timestamp. That's a crazy spelling. But YouTube is pretty accurate, or if you have audiobooks app or whatever, that if you type the title in to the T, it'll pop up. I usually have multiple, but for today, I only have How to Realize Your True Potential. Check that out on the audio. Wrapping up, health tips. Trick your body. Everybody said this. You probably heard this dozens of times. Trick your body. Don't do the same gym routines. Make up your own reps and sets depending on how often you exercise. So I was trying to keep the same shit as far as trying to get stronger. So I would either lift the heaviest and do like 4 to 5 reps, 4 or 5 sets, then lower the weight. And then when I get to like the lighter of the sets, max out till you feel the burn. Then the only switch up I would do is start rep out and build up to the heaviest and only do like 4 or 5. Listen, that's switching it up, but you gotta do a little more switching up. Sometimes you just stay at 75% of what you could lift, not to failure, but get 4 or 5 sets of just some solid reps. Feel me? Sometimes you do cardio first. Sometimes you can do cardio in the middle. Sometimes at the end. I'm still a big advocate for full body. If you're not able to get it, I'm going to keep repeating until it sinks in. This is never bad to repeat good shit. Full body if you're not 4 or 5 times a week, which I don't feel you really need. If you're 2 or 3 times a week, you exercise every body part and still trick it. That's it. More greens. Get your veggies and fruits on. Greens. It was an argument about, not an argument, a disagreement. I'm not really getting into it about the meat and how we're not supposed to really be eating meat or whatever. I'm not going to tell you not to eat meat. I get why they say that, though. But I'm definitely big on the greens. Get as much greens as you can, veggie-wise. Fruits is not many, I guess. What, grapes is not really green. That's too sweet. Green apples, I'm big on that. So there's criticism on that. I know there's bad things about everything. But greens, you hear me? So till the next time, stay safe. I'll holla. Thanks for watching. Comment, like, share. Subscribe to the channel. Voice of Reason, NF. Holla. You hear the voice of reason.